Hello, welcome to the recording for Sunday, the 4th of April. Welcome to April, everyone. And today we are looking at the miracles that Jesus did while he was here on earth. Last week, if you remember, I talked about how important it was for us to know these miracles, to understand what they mean, and to learn how they can help us in our living today. Now, must say sorry for not mentioning Palm Sunday last week at all, but we'll talk about that a bit after the quiz. So, this recording is for the children in Ignite, and I can promise you that it's an exciting story today. Definitely one that gets me out of my seat, jumping around all over the place. So today we are, the quiz is, I've got five clues for a country. Let's see whether you can work out what it is. Actually, I've got six clues. I just remembered one that is really nice. Now, this country's name, all of the letters are in another country's name. That might actually give it away really, really quickly. That is for 6 points. For 5 points, it's a European country and it's landlocked, which means it is not near the sea. For 4 points, there are some composers of classical music that were born in this country, who are Wolfgang Amadeus, Mozart, Ludwig van Beethoven, and Johann Strauss Jr. Okay, do you have any clues what this country could be? For 3 points, this country is 2 hours, 5 minutes flight from the UK. Does that help at all? I don't know, it might do. Right, okay, this country is completely surrounded by other countries, and they are the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, Slovenia, Italy, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, and Germany. And the last clue is its capital city is also the largest city, and it is Vienna. All right, does that help at all? That's all your clues. So, did you work out that it's Austria that we are talking about? It's actually called the Republic of Austria, and its official language is Germany, and it is divided into 9 federated states, of which one of them is Vienna. So I found that really, really interesting, and also found that it's famous for its castles, palaces, buildings, and other architectural works. So, brilliant. Right, okay, so back to the miracles that Jesus did while he was here on earth. These miracles can really, really help to change our lives. And the miracle I am going to talk about today is, it actually is not listed in the 37 miracles that I found on the internet. So all of these notes and all of this passion and slight madness is all my own work. There are some ideas here that I'm going to suggest and introduce that are for talking about. You need to think and talk about them as you're growing up and see what you think. Okay, these are just my views, but you need to decide what you think. So Palm Sunday is a time when Jesus is coming into Jerusalem for the first time. And by now he knows that, you know, he knows God's mission and he knows that he is going to die. He knows that there is a lot of opposition. But on Palm Sunday, the crowd really are for Jesus and they greet him shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They seem to really recognize who Jesus is. They put palm branches on the ground for him to walk on. And it's a real great celebration of his position and all that he entails. And people are really looking forward to it. Of course, that angers the Pharisees and Sadducees even more. And they start to plan what they could do to get Jesus, basically, to kill him because they think he is a great danger to society. And what a difference a week makes, because the crowd that was shouting all of that a week later are shouting for Jesus to be crucified. And we all know Good Friday, 2 days ago, is when Jesus is put to death on a cross. Okay. So the greatest miracle that Jesus ever did, as far as I'm concerned, happens over Easter. So although we do celebrate Christmas more than we celebrate Easter, we make a big, big, big fuss of Christmas. But in my opinion, Easter is much more important than Christmas. I don't know what you think or feel about that, but that's what I think. And I will tell you the reason why. There are lots of people that were born, obviously. We were born as well. And Jesus was born. And so we celebrate his birth at Christmas, which I think is right. But I think we should celebrate what he did at Easter more, because that is the real miracle. So lots of people were born. Everybody was born. So being born is great, but it's not the greatest thing that Jesus did. So I don't think we should make as much of a fuss about it as we should about Easter. Then people were killed. People were killed on the cross. And we know that because on the day that Jesus was crucified on the cross, there were also two criminals that were crucified, one on his left and one on his right. So people were crucified, other people were crucified, and Jesus was crucified. So that was, you know, not nice, but that happened to a lot of people. Then Jesus rose from the dead, and that is great, and it is amazing that he did that. We do have stories of other people that had died, properly died, not pretend died. And then they were brought back to life. In the Old Testament, it happened when Elijah brought back a woman's son who had died. She had been very kind to Elijah, and he prayed for her to have a child, and she had a son, and then the son died. And the woman brought the child to Elijah, and he brought the child back to life. So other people have been brought back to life, as well as Jesus. In the New Testament, Jesus himself brings several people back to life. He brings Lazarus back to life, who was a very good friend of Jesus and the brother of Mary and Martha. There is a widow's son, because she didn't have anyone else with her. Jesus felt very sorry for her. He felt compassion. And so he brought her son back to life. And there are other examples of Jesus bringing people back to life. So, and even later on in the New Testament, Peter and Paul bring people back to life. So there's Dorcas, who is a very kind woman who does a lot of work for the community. And Paul brings her back to life in the book of Acts. So that is great, but as I say, Jesus was born, and we are all born. Jesus died, and several people had died. We all are going to die. And he died crucified on the cross, and other people were crucified on the cross. Then he came back to life, which is amazing, and it is a miracle. But other people have done that too, but the miracle that I want to introduce you to, that Jesus died, is the end of a great love story between God and people. It is the final scene that God has been building up for years and years and years and years and years. Because when Adam and Eve sinned in the Bible, it meant that all people were going to be born into that sin. All people were going to be born with the wrong attitude that Adam and Eve had. That was one of the biggest problems that Adam and Eve had. They thought that they knew better. They thought that what God had said was just a little suggestion, and they could whittle their way out of it by making it make sense to them And they were like, well, if it makes sense to us, of course, that's what we've got to do. But they were not following God's instructions exactly. And that was what they were supposed to do. And we do the same thing. We're always cutting corners. We're always trying to get away with things and suggest ways around what God's laws are. So we are all sort of seeking our own way and trying to do things our own way without giving God the authority over our lives that he deserves. So we're all born into that sin of being a little bit selfish, thinking we know better. And every now and again, we do listen to God and we do get it right. But most of the time, really, we are just born into that sin and born into doing the wrong things. So the Bible tells us that all people have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. So we do not deserve heaven, really. People do not deserve heaven. What we needed was a great big fat miracle. So right from the beginning, God wanted to make things right between himself and people. He wanted people to come and live with him in heaven and to worship him and praise him. That is what he wanted. But then the devil kept tricking people into things. So God knew that he needed to do something drastic. And throughout the Old Testament, he starts sending out little hints, little secret messages to people to let them know what he was planning to do. And what he was planning to do was to send Jesus. And at Jesus' crucifixion is the end of the story for God's secret plan. This has been like, you know, when you watch a film and there's a build-up and a build-up and a build-up and we don't know what's going to happen and is it going to work out? And Jesus dying on the cross was the thing that needed to happen so that Jesus, who took on all of our sins on the cross, had to go to hell. And when he went to hell, he did the miracle. This is the miracle I want to introduce to you today. The miracle that a lot of people seem to not realize and recognize. And so they don't put it on the list of miracles that Jesus did. But Jesus did battle in heaven for your life and for mine and for everybody else in the world. Whether they are good or bad. Whether they acknowledge God or not. And he won a battle against the devil for us. So that we do not have to pay the price to get into heaven. It doesn't mean that we should not try. It doesn't mean that we should not live good lives, that we should not follow God's laws, that, you know, we should just live and say, oh, Jesus has paid the price, I'm going to get into heaven. There is still some work for us to do as well for the plan to be completely fulfilled and for us to go to heaven. We have to do our part. And God will talk to each person about what that means for them. But Jesus' greatest miracle was going to heaven to pay for our lives. And, you know, it was absolutely brilliant. It took the devil by surprise. He was thinking Jesus dying was the end of the story. But no, for us to be able to escape death and to stop us going into hell after we die, Jesus had to fight a battle for us. And that battle is the greatest miracle, as far as I'm concerned, that Jesus ever did. It's like Jesus had to stand on a valley, you know, where there are two bits of land that are not touching. And Jesus stands as a bridge between us and God to make that relationship complete so that we have easy and perfect access into heaven and into God's, you know, into God's attention. There was no other way to do it because somebody had to come and live a perfect life and live a blameless life and then take on all the, and be willing to take on all the sins of the world and to die a really bad and embarrassing death to set us free. And Jesus did that by standing on the gap. So when he holds his hands out on the cross, he is joining us together with God so that we're on one side
Or even if you imagine a river and Jesus stands in the middle of the river and he holds his hands out. And on one side is people and on the other side is God. And he is the bridge between that. And for me, that is the greatest miracle that Jesus did, that he went and stood in our place. So that when the devil comes and he says, oh yeah, this person has been bad and they deserve to all the punishment, they deserve to be put in detention, or they deserve, you know, to not be allowed to go close to God. Jesus stands there and he says, no, I paid the price. I paid the biggest price anyone ever has to pay. And that was enough for everything this person does wrong. Everything. So everything you've ever done wrong, every lie you've ever told, any time if you've taken something that was not yours, any time you have ever had a bad thought about someone else, Jesus has paid the price for that already. And he's paid the price so that you don't have to worry about going into heaven after you die. And all of this he did for each and every person on earth. And that, for me, is the greatest miracle that Jesus ever did. And because nobody else could have done it, no other person could have lived the life that Jesus had to live to be able to do that. And as you get older, you will hear lots of debates about how Jesus lived his life and did he really do all these miracles and can we really believe it? And that is the thing. You have to believe it. You have, in order to get the benefits of all that Jesus did, to make it a perfect story and a happy ending, you have to believe in the miracles that Jesus did and in this miracle where Jesus Christ gave up his life for you as an individual. Imagine that you were the only person here on earth, everywhere. Jesus would still come for you. Jesus would still come and give up his life for you. That's how much he loves you. And that's how much God loves us. That he made this amazing plan to make sure that we could spend eternity with him after we die. That is a great story. And that is a wonderful miracle for Jesus to have done. To come and live a life where it enables us to live in heaven. But, you know, it's not going to be for everyone. You have to choose. You have to make the choice to want to accept that you believe the story and that you believe that God is going to, that God has already done this great thing and that it is for you, that you have this available to you. It doesn't just take what Jesus did. It's also you have a part to play. So as you get older, and if you come to a point where you want to make a decision to follow God and to give your lives to God, then come and talk to one of the Sunday school teachers, or talk to me, or call Bev in the office, or tell your moms and dads to get in touch. They can help you to make that decision, to decide to do all the right things and to give your life to God and to say that, yes, I believe Jesus did this great miracle for me and that, you know, that he loves me that much, that God loves me that much. And I decide to live a life that is good and pure and holy as much as I can. And I will be nice to other people and I will do my best. And that's all you have to do. The rest of the thing, God really helps you. God helps us by giving us the Holy Spirit, who comes and sits like on your shoulder and gives you great ideas and helps you to know what is right and what is wrong thing to do. And sometimes when you've done the wrong thing, it does feel awful because God lets you know that was the wrong thing to do. But then you can ask God to forgive you and say sorry to other people sometimes. Sometimes you need to say sorry to other people as well. And then you're still on the right track. You're still on the right path to being the person that God wants you to be. So, as I say, for me, Easter is so much, such a big and important part of all that Jesus did, because in my opinion, he did the one thing that nobody else could have done for us. He went into hell to fight for our lives, and he came out victorious. And today we celebrate that he is risen. And he isn't just risen, but he is risen in victory. He won the battle against the devil for our lives. And for me, that is a great miracle. So I hope you enjoy talking about this. I'm just going to pray. Lord God, I just thank you for everybody listening to this. And I pray that you speak to their hearts and help them to know the right thing to do, the thing that you want them to do. If you call them into your family, Lord, I pray that you surround them with people that will encourage them to say a prayer of commitment to you, and guide them to know how they can be supported in church and out of church by adults around them that care for them to live a good life, the life that you want them to live. And we thank you for the miracle of Jesus and for everything that he has done for us here when he was here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So stay blessed. Take care. Do your best during all this COVID. I hope everybody got something lovely and sweet. And, you know, over Easter, we sent out quite a lot of little prezzies. If you didn't get one, please let me know, because I didn't want anybody to be left out. God bless you and take care. Bye.